You are exactly where you are supposed to be in this moment. If you've been tuning into the show for a while, you know sometimes it's a little bit of a roller coaster of a ride here. Today, we are going to be talking about sports. And then we're going to be getting into some mindfulness meditation. That's right. I'm glad you're here.
A wise woman once said to her children and her podcast audience some words that now stick to our brains. Hold on to your panties, oh yeah. Hold on to your panties, okay. Hold on to your panties, 'cause things are about to get wild. Than whole, and you will feel it in strong body, strong soul. That's her podcast now. You'll love it, I swear you will. But you gotta hold on to your panties, alright, with Maria Humphries. Okay, hold on to your panties, 'cause man, it's real.
Can you sit on the floor with the bottoms of your feet touching each other and your knees sinking towards the floor? Can you do that? Now, if you're in the fitness industry or if you work out in some sort of way, you probably can understand what I'm talking about. And if you are not of that variety of person, you may be confused at what I'm describing and you may automatically think in your head, no, I can't do that. You know what? Sometimes it's important to shift our perspective. Don't deny yourself things that you haven't imagined before. I was working with a client this morning, and it just reminds me once again, some of the things I ask her to do, automatically she says, oh no, I can't do that. And then she sits down and she does it. And I'm like, see, all she needed was a little encouragement. And she can do it. If her knees don't sink down to the floor as much as the person next to her, who cares? She can still do it. So I'm Maria, and this is Strong Body, Strong Soul, and I'm so excited you're listening to me right now. And I am trying to inspire people out there to make their lives better. I want to help improve the world. I want to raise the vibration for everyone, whether it's on a personal training, physical level, or on an emotional, spiritual, motivational level. By the way, does that word spiritual scare you? It shouldn't. Don't worry about it. I'll talk about that more on another segment. But have a great day. And my message for you right at this very moment is don't let your thoughts limit you. Let them embrace the beauty of what the possibilities are for you in your life, in your day. Okay. I love you. Thanks for listening. This is Strong Body, Strong Soul. I am Maria, and thank you so much for listening here on Anchor. Bye. Hello, hello. That's right. This podcast is produced on the Anchor.fm platform. I don't talk about Anchor very often because it really doesn't matter. I don't know where you are tuning in from. I appreciate you so very much. Over 80,000 downloads on this particular show. Wow. Make sure that if you are interested in podcasting that you check the show notes. If you're interested in Clubhouse, if you're interested in meditation, I have a couple of different groups on Facebook. You are free to join any of those. I have them parceled out into different groups because it depends what topic you're interested in. And just like I said at the beginning here, we're going to be talking about sports. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but I am at the beach right now. That is one of the beauties of podcasting on my mobile device on occasion. Now, it does mean that the audio can fluctuate a little bit, so I hope you will forgive me. I'm obviously not in the studio right now, but let's go and find a water sport that you might have fun at. I thought maybe I should be a sportscaster. You tell me. I hope you have fun listening. Vamanos a la water polo game. Okay, just in case you're wondering where I'm at. We're at a water polo tournament. I've been busy, you guys. I have not been able to come on here and talk to you very much lately. We are at a three-day tournament this weekend, so I'm not going to release an episode on Sunday. I just thought I'd invite you to the game for a minute so you can hear what's going on. We're getting ready for the Junior Olympics. It's on July 22nd through the 25th, so I'll keep you posted on that. We are going. It's in Orange County this year. It's amazing with the pandemic. Everybody getting back to their sports. Get it? Come on, Alex! Okay, the score is 8-6. We're in the third quarter right now. We have 2 minutes left. This is the second game in a three-day tournament in San Diego, Southern California.
Oh!
Not the face.
Look at Kendall!
Shoot!
No.
Ooh! Oh! Almost. More shots on goal. Increase your chances, by the way, of making it, right? Taking a risk. Take a chance on me. Oh, that's Mamma Mia. Oh. Ooh, kicked out. Shoot. Okay, the score is 8-7. They just scored. Okay, thanks for hanging out. I'll be back. Thanks for being here for the show today. Like I said, you guys, I've been trying to release episodes on Sundays. I'm being really inconsistent right now. It is a crazy time. I do want to say, I don't know about you, but just watching sporting events, especially 2 games a day, 3 days in a row, is exhausting. I am so tired, but it was so much fun. While we were down there in San Diego, we were able to get out into nature. So I wanted to share a little bit of other kinds of noises for you guys, from a busy, noisy water polo game to nature. Here we go. Yeah, you guys, it's unbelievable. I'm in La Jolla Cove. These are the sounds of all the seals. It's the seal birthing area. There are such cute baby seals here. It's unbelievable. I wish I had my good camera. But we're really enjoying them. Oh, they're so cute, but they are noisy and they are stinky. Good thing you can't smell through this audio, right? Watch out for the wind. Tide is coming up. Okay, you guys, it's tied 9-9, 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Oh, we have possession. Oh, we just lost possession, but it's coming down. Yes, okay, we got possession back. I don't know why. Half the time I don't know what's happening. It's okay. All right, Alex, good pass. Do it. Oh, that was too far. No. Shoot. Oh, lost opportunity. Okay, it's still tied. Nobody scored. Oh no, the ball is coming down our way. It's going towards our goalie. Keep it away from the goalie, people. No. Oh, way to use your butt. Wait. Oh. Way to use your butt. Who would say such a thing? Oh yeah, I would, I guess. I'm Maria, just in case you forgot. And sometimes people tell me they love coming by the show here because they never know what I'm going to say. Wow, let's talk about stinky. It's a good thing those seals couldn't hear me. And by the way, I used the wrong term. They weren't seals. How insulting. They were sea lions. And stinky? Well, it's a good thing they couldn't hear me. I would be so offended if somebody called me stinky, right? I am so glad you are here. And let's get back to the game, shall we? Okay, you guys, it's 37 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The game is tied right now. We have possession. We're in the dark. Caps, there's number 10, yes. Ooh, shoot, the goalie blocked it. Ooh, she's fighting for it. We got a 5-meter shot. Oh my gosh, you guys. It's like a free throw in basketball. It's a 5-meter shot. Okay, number 13. Come on, Kendall. Yes, she made it. Oh my God. We're up by one. There are 24 seconds left in the game. Oh, no. Okay, I won't leave you in suspense. Yes, they won the third game that first day of the 3-day tournament. Yay. The rest of the tournament, well, I would say they had fun, but it was a little frustrating too. You know, I vented on my Facebook page a couple of weeks ago because they had the Junior Olympic qualifying tournament in water polo for the girls. And after the pandemic, with COVID, of course, all sports have been dramatically affected, and everybody's anxious to get back to their sport. But they opened up more slots in a division for the boys than they did for the girls. So everyone was in an uproar. There is a huge discrepancy in male and female sports in general, but it was really obvious this time. So they did fix the discrepancy. And our team is in the Junior Olympics now because they opened it up a little bit. But based on this last weekend, you know, some of the parents were kind of surprised that we didn't win more. And my daughter has been to the Junior Olympics several times now, and it's so much fun, and the teams are really amazing. But it can be a struggle. And this team, they're going to have fun. Anyway, I won't say more than that. But I do want to say, if you are a sports fan, you know that yelling at a game is a must, at least in my opinion, as you can plainly hear. Using our voices to encourage other people, venting our own energy, is so important. I am a meditation teacher, and like you heard at the beginning, I'm also a personal trainer, but I'm also on the Insight Timer app, and I do have some meditations over there. If you'd like to go here, you can check the show notes to find the meditation link. But right here, right now, I wanted to share a little bit of meditation for you. I am going to advise you to turn up your volume for this next segment of audio. I was at the beach. I'm taking you back to the shores of Southern California. And there's a little bit of music in the background as well. So I hope you can hear it okay. I am talking about using your voice to create sound and alleviate anxiety and stress. So I hope you enjoy. Whether you have been to the shores of Malibu, we're not. I'd love to invite you to close your eyes. And relax. The churning of the ocean, the noisy waves, the power. As the earth continuously creates its own vibration, pulsating across the planet. I'd like to invite you to come along with me for a brief meditation. I'm going to ask you to make a sound all on your own there. I can't hear you. Don't worry. I'd like to invite you to make a humming sound, starting in your chest and allowing it to vibrate through your body. It sounds like this. I'm at the beach. The sound of the ocean is so loud, no one around me. Hear me. The vibration from my sound joins the waves as they emanate energy across the world to you. Go ahead and try two more hums at your own pace whenever you feel like it. I invite you to open your eyes whenever you are ready, knowing that this sound that you are able to make creates power in your life. It can soothe your anxiety, clear your mind, enjoy your day. Thank you for being here. 20 minutes. 20 minutes of your life you've spent here with me. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate that, truly. Don't forget to check the show notes. There are links there to some of the Facebook groups I referred to at the beginning here. Also, please know you can message into the podcast through the pod page website if you like. I'm really excited. Anybody from any platform can call into the show now with comments or questions. Make sure you check the Insight Timer app if you like meditation. Leave reviews, please, on the Apple Podcast platform if you have a moment. And if you're a podcaster, please reach out through Anchor or through the Facebook group Podcast Promotion Community. We have an exciting one-year anniversary event coming up in August. A lot of people have started podcasts during the pandemic. It's an amazing way to share your insights, to share your energy, storytelling, common human experience. They all help remind us of that powerful connection that exists across time and space. regardless of where you live on the planet, what the color of your skin is, or what you do for a living, what sport you enjoy. We're all connected in amazing ways. Thank you again for being here. I am Maria. Please keep coming back. I love you.